What's going on, everybody? This is Joseph from Team Tatro, welcoming you back to another episode of the Tatro Radio Podcast. So today's episode is about Beattober. So I think a lot of people don't really understand what the point of participating in Beattober is. So hopefully you can listen to this podcast and realize that Beattober is about personal growth as a producer. And I hope that everyone can participate to some extent in whatever way works for you. But before we get into the actual conversation, I just want to remind everybody about some stuff about Beattober. So on October 1st, the stream on Tatro's YouTube channel, we will be giving away a custom skinned Akai MPK Mini Mark III. So you're going to want to be there to try to win that. We're going to be picking random people for the final drawing throughout the stream. So you're going to want to tune into the stream for your chance to win. But throughout the month of October, Beattober, if you will, there's going to be so many more giveaways and chances to donate to charity for a lot of different incentives as well. So there's going to be links in the description below for the Beattober merch and other info about Beattober and some videos that explain it as well. So I hope everybody can participate in some way, and I hope you're all looking forward to it. It's going to be a great month, but let's get into the conversation.
And I'm excited for Beattober. I've never done that before, and this is actually the first year I've ever. I feel like I've heard the word before, but
of course,
I never had a clue what that was. So I'm a little nervous.
Don't be nervous. It's supposed to be like a good. It's not supposed to be like. It's not a beat battle, you know. Like it's not a competition. Yeah. It's like, it's just like for you, like to get better, you know, and have work to share, I guess. Do you think you'll be able to do the each day, like 31 days in a row?
I'm going to try. I don't know if I'll be able to like make something good. Like the only thing I'm worried about is getting stuck on making something good.
Yeah, well, I think that's the thing too. Like it doesn't have to be like spectacular. Like every single day doesn't have to be this hugely impressive beat. Like these can be like sketches. They can be anywhere in between. They can be like literal sketches and ideas. Versus like, oh, this is a track that I want to finish and put out. I think the main thing is like at the end of the 31 days, if you did make 31 beats, maybe half of them are something you want to finish. Maybe you have five out of the 31 that you want to finish. And any number above zero is a win at the end of the month. But they don't all have to be. Like, well, you can experiment with something one day. Like, oh, I just wanted to try, you know, working in this genre today. Like, make it something that's interesting and beneficial to you, you know?
Right, so people aren't necessarily expecting, you know, gold.
No, I don't think so. And like, I would be crazy to say like if all 31 beats I'm going to put out are going to be gold. They're definitely not. And people can go back and look at the past 2 years of my Beattober videos, and there's some good, there's some great beats, there's some good beats, there's some beats that I don't really care at all to listen back to at all. So like,
yeah.
The point is just like getting in the process of doing it every single day and learning about your process and come out of it November 1st. Like the whole thing is like, if you made a beat every single day for 31 days and you were struggling before with like productivity or getting stuff done or getting ideas out, well, when you get to November and that daily challenge isn't there anymore, if you want to say to yourself, oh, let me just make one beat per week, that's going to seem so easy because you just did it every single day, you know?
Yeah, it's kind of like doing push-ups or something, you know?
Like, exactly. It's exactly like that.
Do that for like a month and then, you know, and then see how your breathing is or whatever.
For sure. And it's just like you'll get better and better. Like, you know, like after doing a month of push-ups, you can do way more push-ups than you could on the first day. And, you know, that's great. And then there's the other aspect to it that is like the video making too. So maybe some folks have the music making part down and they want to get both better at both making videos and, you know, doing music at the same time.
I wanted to ask, man, like what's a good ratio of time balance between working on your beat versus the video for your day, you know?
Well,
'cause it's every day. Like,
yeah. Well, I mean, it comes down to it has to be sustainability. Like it has to be like, if you're going to do this, like it has to be something that you can actually accomplish every single day. So like for me, I could shoot with two cameras, like two professional cameras every single day and edit that and make that look good. Like, because I know, because I've just been making videos and editing for so long. A lot of people don't have like the editing and the filming chops to be able to do that sustainably every single day. So I highly encourage people just like do one shot with your phone, set it up somewhere good, make sure there's like halfway decent lighting, do a bunch of takes until you get the right take, go sync up the audio, and then there's like literally almost no editing. If you want to get a little fancy, maybe one of your beats every week is like fancier filming. Then it's like film one part over here, film one part over here, film one part over here. Like just do it degrees of like fancy, like whatever you're feeling that day, whatever's possible that day. Some days you might have a single camera angle and sync up the audio. Other days you might have a bigger elaborate video, whatever it may be.
What about like you just whoop something up in Photoshop real quick or something? Like, is that fair at all, or does that not count? Like,
it's not. See, that's the thing. Like, nothing doesn't count. Like, nothing is like disqualifying or anything, because it's not like that. But the thing is, the whole point of this being not just a beat making competition and also being a video competition is because I want people to get good at making content around.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Because what will ultimately happen is if you make a bunch of like decent beat videos for the month of October, your following is going to grow. More people are going to be paying attention to you and your music and recognize you as a music producer. So like, it's kind of like a two birds with one stone. I would rather people, like some people do like, oh, I'm going to just record my DAW screen or something like that.
Yeah.
It's not going to perform very well on social media. So like,
right.
Is that does that mean you can't participate in Beatober? No, of course you still can. But I'm saying like, push yourself to do something like that you see other people doing on social media that brings them success as music producers, you know, like, right. Like that's part of the challenge.
Right. That makes sense. That why you got us on Instagram and stuff too. Mm-hmm. That's kind of, it's sort of like you're practicing being out there on the social medias and stuff like that. Like, you got a video. I was watching Eldre talk about this too. Like, it could be something super easy, simple with your iPhone, just stitch together
exactly
stuff. And like you just because here's the thing, people aren't gonna go to your link on your Instagram like,
exactly,
oh, here's this link to my song to some other page. They want to stay on Instagram and watch that video, so there's the video, and you know, they're now fully exposed to you and your work.
Exactly.
Do that. So, dang.
Yeah. And then the thing is, if you did make one awesome beat video and then people found, like, it got circulated by the algorithm and people found it, if they go to your page and you don't have any other music production content, or you don't have any other like fire like beats on your page,
you got videos.
Yeah, exactly. You have picture of your cat, picture of your family with peace and love. That's fine. But like, if they go there, why would they follow you? They saw one great beat video, but you don't have any more, so they're probably not going to follow you. However,
you're right.
If you have 31 amazing beat videos on your page and they found one, now they're going to go to your page and be like, whoa, this person is like a dope producer. I'm going to follow them. And now they're tuned in for like what you do in the future, you know?
So that's what I thought about STK, man. I went to his page. I was like, this guy does something.
Right, exactly. Like, you want people to get to your page and have that reaction. Like, oh, this person does something.
True. That's so smart, man. I guess I'm even more excited about it then.
Yeah, I mean, it's just like only growth opportunity for folks. But I'll bring it back to say, like, that sustainability thing. Like, if you are doing something during the month of Beatober where it's like, I cannot do this every day for 31 days, then you're doing it wrong. Then you have to find a version of it that is possible for the 31 days. Yeah, exactly. Like, I don't want anybody coming out and being like, I tried to do that and it was like just impossible. It was too much work. Well, that means you're doing it wrong. Like, there's plenty of ways to accomplish this in a sustainable way for you. It might not look like what's sustainable for me. And by the way, I'll mention, I have posted many videos that are recorded with these cameras, these freaking, like, that camera that I'm using for the stream right now is like a $2,000 camera. And like, the other one is like also an expensive camera. I've shot videos with those cameras that have not performed nearly as well as videos that I've shot with my phone. Like, I've shot videos with my phone that have like 10,000s of views higher than videos I've shot with big professional cameras. So like, no gear, kidding. Not an excuse. Like, actually, I think content shot on a phone that looks more personal does a little bit better on Instagram and stuff like that. So that's what I'll say about that too. So hopefully that can motivate some folks who are apprehensive.
Yeah, it makes me kind of focus more as the content on the content as a whole, rather than I'm just making a beat. And because, dude, there's a million, it's, you say it all the time, there's a million people making just a beat.
Exactly, for sure. And it's like there's a whole wide world out there. Like everybody's making music, everybody's putting music out. How are you going to stand out? What's going to make you stand out? And anything you can do to put yourself over the competition, that's what you got to do.
Yeah, I think that's the ultimate leg up there is noticing how to stand out in the social media realm. Like,
yep.
I mean, I see you. I take you as a good example because you're pumping out the stories, all that stuff. You stay consistent.
Because it's because I found ways to make it sustainable for me. I do it in ways that's not like backbreaking work. You know, I found systems. I've found what I think works, and I've also found what I enjoy. Like, that's the other half of it too. Like, you should be enjoying this, and if you're not to say it's not going to be work, it is work, and it is like you got to put effort in, and you'll feel tired, and you'll feel like it's like an obligation at some points, but that doesn't mean I'm not having fun. That doesn't mean it's not like my work is important to me, you know. It's not like work, like I go work this 9-to-5 and I hate my job and I hate my boss or whatever. Like,
of course.
It's something I enjoy, and it is work. So that's the other half too.
It sounds like we all have our own formula then, you know what I mean?
Everybody does. I mean, all the people you see that are successful on social media, like whoever you follow that has some kind of following or is successful on social media, you'll probably notice that maybe there are some common things among them, but they also, the thing that makes you like them is like their individuality, their personality, like something that separates them from everybody else. And the way they go about it probably separates them from everybody else too. So there's just like multiple avenues for success. So when you're making your videos and everybody sees like, oh, Drunk Bishop posting, like what makes the Drunk Bishop videos stick out, you know, like, oh, that's the dude that, you know, does whatever, has this in his video. So that's the dude that makes kind of these kind of beats that I haven't really heard before, whatever it is. It's like, or that's the dude that gave me that really good tip, you know, whatever it can be that makes you stick out. That's what it is. That's what makes you special. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm seeing that more and more now, especially with the shorts and stuff too, because I'm getting all these Ableton tips and stuff videos in there.
Yeah,
and I forget that one dude's name. The puppet guy's on there now, and I'm like, oh, yeah, man, the shorts are great. It's almost like their version of TikTok, I guess.
Yeah, it's all, you know, every platform, you know, they see the success of, you know, it started with Vine, then it became TikTok.
Exactly.
And I'm gonna give you all a. Funny, wait, am I doing this right? Yeah. So Reed Stefan is the name of that puppet guy.
Yes, that's him.
I'll tell you a funny story. One time, I think I can say this, before Live 11 came out, there was this, Ableton had like this Zoom meeting with artists to show them the new feature of Live 11. And I got to go to it and like see the new features and get the beta and whatever. And there were other artists there. One was Reed Stefan, and I could see that he was copied on the email. So before the Zoom call happened, I was like, there's no way. I'm going to see who this person is behind the puppet, because there's no way it's going to be the puppet on the Zoom call. But I kid you not. I log into the Zoom call, and there's a bunch of artists all in the different windows of Zoom. And what do you know? There is a puppet on the Zoom call. Asking questions, talking, like the puppet was on the Zoom call. I cannot.
You're kidding me, man.
Yeah,
he's the realest puppet in the game.
Cannot make that up. Like not even for a piece of content, literally for the private meeting. Yeah.
The commitment is unreal.
Yeah. So that's a funny little story about that.
That's amazing. You heard it first on Tatro.
Exactly. Well, I am looking forward to your entries, or not entries, but your participation in Beatober. I can't wait to see what you come up with. And just keep in mind all those things we talked about, you know, like make it sustainable for you. Make sure you're having fun, you're enjoying it. And like, you know, how do you make yourself stand out?
Yeah, man, I think I'm going to. Yeah, that was some good advice. I think I'm going to approach this a lot easier now.
Yeah, you got this for sure. I'm excited to see your participation.
So that is going to be it for today's episode. I really hope you guys kind of understand that Beatober is not a competition. It's just about personal growth and building your kind of repertoire or your portfolio with beat videos and things like that. So it'll be really helpful to participate. Even if you can't make a beat every single day, you can, you know, make a couple beats a week or every other day or something like that. Just something that will help yourself set a goal for yourself and achieve that goal. But remember as well, Beattober is starting on Friday. We have that Akai MPK Mini Mark III giveaway on the first day of Beattober, October 1st, 2021. But just remember, come to the streams throughout the month. There's going to be a lot of chances to donate money to charity and to win different hardware, plugins, a lot of things that a lot of people are going to want. So just tune into the streams. Keep an eye on Tetro's Twitter and Instagram. We're going to be announcing a lot of things as we go. So just keep an eye on everything. But that's going to be it for today. Thanks to you guys for tuning in. This has been Joseph from Team Tetro. Have a good one. I will see you guys in the live streams.